Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GNN Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Today's Sunday, August 16th, 2015. It's a little bit after 3:30 p.m. Pacific time, which is a little after 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm glad you're listening to my live radio broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can call in the Blog Talk Radio right now, 347-633-9660. Dial 1 first, 347-633-9660. Went to Faith Baptist Church earlier today in Canoga Park, California. Pastor Tim Rasmussen preached the Word of God. And also I went to Sunday school. And it was good today at Faith Baptist Church in Canoga Park, California. A special shout out to my friends at Trinity Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida. Pastor Tom Messer and his family. Pastor, Associate Pastor Bruce Townhofer and his family. And God bless you all. I have an earthquake prediction going on from a few days ago for the next 30 days. I'm predicting a magnitude 6.0 or higher earthquake to strike the western seaboard of the United States. It could be Alaska. It could be Washington State. It could be Oregon. It could be California. Are you prepared? Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can call me on, right now I'm broadcasting on one of my cell phones, 904-575-8797, my other cell phone. I got to put more minutes on it, 818-426-6374. 818-426-6374. And you can also send me an email anytime you like. Send me an email, quakeman30@gmail.com. quakeman30@gmail.com. God bless you all, and hold on, stand by for a second. Here's my main sponsor for today's show, All American Air Compressor and Company, motor, spray, and welding equipment, and other items. They're located at 5927 Kester Avenue, Van Nuys, California, 91411. Their phone number is 818-785-9306 or 818-785-3383. All American Air Compressor and Company. Say hi to Tony, stop on by, and they'll give you a good deal on an air compressor. How about that? God bless you, and make sure you mention GNN Gregory News Network. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Stand by. I'm going to read out of the book of Acts today, in the Holy Word of God, the Bible, the King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. Stand by. In Acts chapter 13, it says, I'll start from the top of the chapter. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manion, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John for their minister. And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, "O fool of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season." Not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. You know, ladies and gentlemen, there are people out there that are perverting the gospel, that they are the child of the devil, the enemy of all righteousness. And these people, if they do not repent, believing and trusting the Lord, God is going to do something to them. And ultimately, if they don't repent, believing and trusting the Lord, they're going to end up in the lake of fire for all eternity. There are people that are against righteousness, against righteousness. Righteousness is right living. I serve the righteous God, Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, a lot of people, now listen, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. We all do. And, you know, God is good. God will never fail. God never fails, ladies and gentlemen. He never fails. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, humble yourself and say, "Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve judgment in hell, but Lord, have mercy on my soul," and the Lord will have mercy on your soul. The goodness of God leads you to repentance. The goodness of God leads you to repentance. And God is good. God is great. He gives us the oxygen to breathe, the food to eat, the people to care about. Repent. You get that? Repent. "For whosoever shall call in prayer upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, the Lord Jesus Christ had his ministry over 2,000 years ago. God manifested in the flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God the Son, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. And he had his ministry, and then he was crucified on the cross of Calvary more than 2,000 years ago. And he was buried, he died on the cross of Calvary. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb. And by the power of God, he arose from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power, in great glory. God is all-powerful. He's almighty. The power of the nations of the world are nothing in comparison to the almighty power of God. Nothing in comparison. There's nothing in comparison to the almighty power of God. Nothing. Nothing even close. You get that? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. And you can call in the Blog Talk Radio 347-633-9660. That's 347-633-9660. Or you can send me an email, QuakeMan30@gmail.com. QUAKEMAN30@gmail.com. Stand by. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can catch some of my YouTube broadcasts. Just go to Google, put on GNN, Gregory News Network. I'll take you to my YouTube broadcast, also on Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News. Coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. It's a 15-minute live broadcast worldwide on the internet. I'm trying to get on KABC 790 AM radio station with my network. God bless you. And I'm glad you're listening to my live radio show here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. God is good. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, and you'll have a home in heaven someday. Guaranteed, ladies and gentlemen, guaranteed. For God, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm telling you this for your own good. I care about people. I love people. And, you know, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. But God has forgiven me. And he will forgive you also if you humble yourself, believing and trusting in the Lord. And got about 90 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. I'm going to be wrapping up today. We're in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people are accusing me falsely of things I never did. So keep me in your prayers. At times, you know, I'm not going to give up. There's no way. God has brought me this far. How can I ever give up on God? No way. No way. God is good. God will never fail anyone. He doesn't fail me. He doesn't fail anyone. He's God. Less than a minute to go on this live broadcast, and I just want to say thank you to all my supporters out there. And for the people that hate me without a cause, I pray for you. And you'll repent, believing and trusting the Lord. I'm going to be wrapping up. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is CNN Gregory News Network coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And you have a great day. May God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. I love you all. 10 seconds to go. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, CNN Gregory News Network wrapping up. Have a great day. God bless you all. Take care.